again, welcome to Aaron Smith Can't Lose. It's been a while since I last talked to you, about a good 2-3 weeks. So, I know that a lot has happened since the last time we talked. A lot of tragedy, a lot of heartbreak within these United States. Incidents, media, contracts that are not contracts, and people just being toxic and negative. I just needed a break because honestly, I have things in my life that I had to take care of. But now that I'm here, now that I'm talking, we're not going to get too much into the gun debate, because that's already been talked about, and it's going to continue to talk about until the end of time. But I will say this. First off, my deepest sympathies to all the families that have lost loved ones. I'm not going to say thoughts and prayers because those don't work. Prayer does work, but action does work as well. There has to be action in prayer, and people have to pray in action. If you are a true believer, people should know that. But a lot of people just throw that out there and think that's the thing to do. A lot of us rely on these politicians. So I'm not going to get into that. But what I am going to say is, the problem is we have too many, we idolize violence. There's two things wrong in America. And we glorify those that do it, but when somebody does it for real, and if it's not in a movie, now, you know, I like John Wick, and that's why. The greatest movies I ever seen, John Wick was a bad motherfucker in all three of them. But, you know, we like shit like that. Ever since back in the 50s and the 60s, with the westerns, with John Wayne, and Clint Eastwood, several numerous people that I can't really think about. I'm outside recording this, doing this off the top of my head, so. But you get the idea, you get the picture. And it's never gonna stop, it's never gonna end, it's gonna change. Now, I know a lot of people are gonna be like, oh, you're gonna just blame movies. Other things, video games, you know, is the reasons that people do things. It's part of it, but it's not the reason why. Let's say we have conflict and we have actions. Actions. Has consequences, whether it's good or bad. There's no excuse for that. From the person that did it in Buffalo, where it is deemed racially motivated, then it's deemed, and that seems to be the case. But we embrace this culture that unfortunately it is what it is. But people have to use common fucking sense that because somebody did it in the movie or somebody did it that way, you can't give you that stuff. These people are not coming back. You shoot them. Don't get 9 lives in a life. don't get those. You only get one. So, you know, I am really sick and tired of, you know, both sides of the table, you know, when it comes to that, because, you know, it's a lot. Another thing is not only the violence that is portrayed in movies and games, like I just mentioned, but they also want to pull a mental illness card. They also want to make sure this person was not well. Well, no fucking shit. You gotta be sick in the head to kill somebody. Especially that thing in human politics. You killed innocent children. No one deserves to die. Especially not in that way. So I don't seem to understand, you know, what is it gonna take people to know that this shit is getting worse and it's not gonna stop, because that's gonna be two sides of the thing. You're gonna have to stop people from getting guns that don't need guns. Not everybody needs a fucking gun. Increase that Second Amendment, show. Read your Constitution and read it the right way to see exactly what happens. Making it in your own interpretation of what that is. Because that's not how it was the Founding Fathers meant it to be. But you can do that at your own leisure. Nowhere that I see that maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. So anyway, back to my point. Oh, it's the games. Oh, it's childhood. Oh, he was picked on. Everybody gets bullied. Everybody gets harassed. Everybody gets to a point where they just want to do something. Most motherfuckers do that. And they don't want to do it. So this motherfucker had the intent that he was going to do that. All of them. Got Buffalo, Buffalo, they decide they want to do that. The list goes on and on. Sandy Hook, Columbine, and it's all the time. And it's not going to stop. Because we like violence. We like that shit. And we embrace it. We love it. So, it's either you monitor the motherfuckers that you know is dangerous, or they're not bothered. And no one can hold the shit and take the guns out of the right hand. Keep the guns in front of the people that need it. Put them in the hands of people that are going to use them properly. That's what you do. And make it harder for people to get them. That's what you need to do. But it ain't gonna do it. Why? Because the NRA runs to Congress. Maybe they need to ban the NRA. Maybe they need to. They're embedded and full of government money. On both sides of the field. It ain't just Republicans. Democrats too. They get that gun money too. Don't know, why don't you ask them? Governor in New York, Hope, she fit that. She gets the money. Or hats. I don't know if she's still doing it. But we're not going to get into that. So, that's basically my two cents on everything. It's sad, it's tragic, it's fucked up. But this is what it is. This is a mess. We've always been, we like guns. We like shit. Bang bang, shoot 'em up. Movies. Grand Theft Auto. I like the game too, but you know, I'm not out there shooting people. So I don't even understand that logic, that way of thinking is stupid. It's really stupid. And you're making it stupid for people and they're getting away with it. Just ask Kyle Rittenhouse. He got away with it. So we're gonna take a short break and we'll be right back. Selfish of me to do something stupid to the point where I can no longer assist my fiance, my family, my friends, people that need me. And these people that have done these things, like in Uvalde and Buffalo, unfortunately, care less about the consequences. Because if that was the case, they more than likely wouldn't have done it. At all. That's the problem. Most of them pulled that get out of jail free card. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Works that make it like it's okay. Like, oh, we really need to find out what happened to this house and his home. Why did he do this? We know why he did it, but he wanted to. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. He did it because he wanted to. So, this is the issue that I have with people in media. Those in power. It's like you are enabling these people to get away with murder. And you have to see where the money goes. And like I said, those pockets went real deep. Gotta follow the money. But you like it. Like that. And that's why these people do these things, because they feel like they're going to get away with it. I know a lot of people were like, oh, this person can do left, they would tell them that, oh, there is Black Lives Matter, or this person was Spanish, oh, close the borders, or this person was Arab, a terrorist. Those are things that people spend, yeah. Those are things that people on social media, people everywhere that talk about that and spend that. But wrong is wrong no matter what you do and how you do it. And the problem is that because a person of color does something wrong, those people believe that because they are a person of color, they can get away with it as well. And there have been several accounts towards them. So, unfortunately, that's what it is. But that's the problem I have with both sides. It's either video games made him do it, his mentals made him do it, or because their color is gonna do it. I think that's all three of them is bullshit. And they did it because they wanted to. So I'm gonna get off this topic and move on to something other and very interesting as well. Now, we're gonna talk about something that I'm a little familiar with, and the comedy, as many have had, as many have listened to the show, have noted I have performed stand-up in the past, I've run shows in the past, I've dealt with good people in comedy, I've dealt with horrible people in comedy. And that's where we're going to. We're going to go to the situation regarding Monique and E.L. Hughes. So, apparently, D.L. Hughley, and he said this himself, for whatever reason, decided that he wanted to work with Monique. Now, Monique is trying to come back and, you know, get her career started or going again. 50 Cent's trying to help her out. I heard that stuff like that. Now, on occasion, Monique is a funny person. On occasion. But the problem that Monique has is that it's her way or no way. That doesn't work like that. So this is what happened. I know you're sure you're familiar with it. It keeps going on and on. Apparently, she was supposed to be a headliner. And this contract that she made, it looks like it was made by her management, who happens to be her husband, who's always in the middle of her nonsense. And they just in it together, because that's what they do. And that was not the case, because it was DL's show, it was DL's people, and it was the club saying, no, DL's the headliner. So instead of telling jokes, instead of cracking jokes and doing her thing and just getting paid and just keep them on moving, she decided to air her dirty laundry outside on stage in front of people because she felt like that was a thing to do. So she's mad at DL, she's mad at everybody besides people that did her wrong, which happens to be her husband, and whoever told her that she was going to be on the headline. Now, when I've run shows before, I specifically tell people ahead of time, this is how it's supposed to be. You book this at a convenience. Let's say you have 10 comics booked for the show. I usually start about a month, maybe two in advance, because things happen, people get flaky, they drop out. So, around the 1 month mark, let's say you have 6 comedians left. Alright, so that means before any of this has happened, even this occurred, you knew who was opening the show. I knew who was opening the show. I knew who was hosting the show. Most of the time it was myself, and I know who was closing. That's right there for everybody to see. And I will let these people know. But unfortunately, people like Monique, who I have run into, that just don't seem to want to do what the hell they want to do, and just want to get away with it. And when they can't get away with it, they want to act like a little kid. And that's the problem I have with Monique, a spoiled brat. She's a 50-year-old child. And I've dealt with people like her before. DL was not in the wrong. I know a lot of people want to side with Monique on that, and that's okay, but you also wrong. And the problem is that if it was in black and white, and DL showed the contract, he showed his contract, he showed what's there. He showed in black and white who was there, who put it. Have receipts. That's just something. But still, no, that's not what she did. Okay. Then she started attacking him and his family. The dog. Like, what the dog? This is the problem that I have with toxic feminism. The Amber Heards and the Moniques of the world. That because they're female, and because they don't think that what you're doing is right and everything, even though it's right there, black and white, that you see that this is what it is, this is what it is. Or in Amber Heard's case, Johnny Depp was probably tired of her shit and didn't want to be bothered with her anymore. And she couldn't accept the fact that she didn't want to be bothered with him anymore. Or he didn't want to be bothered with her anymore. But the problem is that spitefulness and bitterness do not mix, and it only leads to trouble. And that's the issue I have. Like I said, we all deal with it. We all get a little mad, a little pissed off. Yeah, we do. But it's a matter of controlling. You can't control it. That's the issue I have. When it comes to that, there have been people when I've done shows that will cancel at the last minute, and they're the headline. And then you have to scramble and you got to figure out things and like that. I remember my very first show that I was producing. Very first show. Was 2017, 2018, or about 4 years ago. The gentleman decided, I'm not going to name his name because, like I said, there's no point in doing that. I'm just saying this because to be relevant to this, what's going on with Monique and DL. So the person decided at the last minute, oh, I'm not going to show up. He made some excuses and whatever the fuck. That's unprofessional. And this is the problem I have. This is the reason why I don't do shows. It's one of the reasons. The other reason is that the simple fact is that if you're not in a certain person's good nature, or if you're not, kissing behind, or you're not doing things the way they want to do it, they're not going to be down with you. And because people have an attitude towards you, like Monique has to Dio, unfortunately, you don't get no work. Nobody wants to work with you. Nobody wants to do shows with you. And that's really childish and petty as well. Unfortunately, that's the deal. That's the problem we have with people like that. They get on their feelings, you know, I don't like this person, I don't want to deal with this person. Unfortunately, you know, you don't get good, you get, you know, the art itself gets hurt by that because everybody's speech is supposed to be jokes about jokes and making people laugh and entertain people off their, you know, away from their lives a little bit, keep their minds clear and have to enjoy themselves, but unfortunately, you deal with a bunch of sensitive people that can't handle certain things. Can't handle certain jokes. And when you're talking to them, then that's the problem that I have when it comes to stand. Like I did a show in February, same deal. You know, call some people. I'll make it. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I'll make it. Or then something happens at the last minute. It's like, whatever. Like, if you want to show up, you want to show up. But in this lady's case, she did show up, but she didn't. She wasn't closing. Like in comedy, that's what they say. If you're not closing, that's where the headliner is. They close the show. They end the show. For those people that are not familiar with it. So, because she didn't want to accept the fact that she wasn't headliner in the first place, she wanted to go off and attack people and people's records and all this stuff when she knows she was wrong. Instead of admitting that she was wrong, this is what she does. And this is the reason why nobody wants to work with her. And that's why Appeal continues to be the way she is. Show off today with a topic basically that, you know, is synonymous with this month. June is Pride Month. It's where people of the LGBT community celebrate their way of life and how they go about things. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You live the way your life you want to live. What I'm getting into is the thing it was with going on, as we all are familiar with the thing going on in Disney and Florida. Basically, Florida has this Don't Say Gay bill, which is very controversial. And people on the left are saying that they're against gay people and you want to erase them from the conversation. The people on the right are saying that they don't want this type of rhetoric being enforced and put in the eyes of small children. That's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with both of the sides. But the problem what I have is that when one or the other side does not get what they want, or they don't get to force their ideas on you, it's a problem. And that's why I'm not with that whole scenario. Now, I've read on this bill as well, and it says nothing about grooming children. It has saying nothing about what's the other thing that they don't necessarily want. The language and the ideas and all everything about being gay to small children and people and kids who are young. So that makes sense to me because, as you all know, young people and children, especially the little ones, are very impressionable and they're still growing, they're still learning. So I think it'd be unfair to basically say that or do that in regards to
You just have to let these kids be kids. And then if they decide whatever they want to be when they get older, that's entirely up to them. But don't push the issue. That's the problem I have with that. And now the other thing is, like I'm saying, with these Republicans, like I said, you know, if people are gay, that's what they're going to be. And you can't force them to do that stuff. And now they're mad at Disney. And then they want Disney out. And they've been there for over years. They want to take away their tax issues or their breaks and everything. They're basically their own city or whatever it is like that. They want to take that away. It's ridiculous. Politics itself is ridiculous. What we have to understand is that we have to cut out the rhetoric and the bullshit and just make yourself think, because there's a lot of news out there, there's a lot of arguments out there that may necessarily not be yours, and you have to understand that that's what it is. Whether you're left or you're right, in the middle or in between, the problem is that there are too many enablers in government. There are too many enablers in media. These are the type of people who make you think like they think. And that's fucked up. Because, yes, we do all have the First Amendment, freedom of speech, but unfortunately, like people like myself of color, it's pretty much watered down or pretty much shut off to the point where they don't want to hear it. There's a bill going around, a petition about Killer Mike, the rapper. Everybody's familiar with Killer Mike from Georgia, Atlanta, who basically has a petition out basically saying that they don't want to have rap lyrics put out in people's trials and used against people. Now, being a big rap fan myself, well, not the trash that they come out with today, but that makes sense. Because if that's the case, then you were censoring people's expression and their voice, regardless of however you feel. They should be able to feel it and say it. Nobody has a problem with Sweet Home Alabama. Nobody have a problem with Simple Man. Yeah, I know some other Skinhead songs, you know. But that was, their base was what? Deep Red South. And no one's arguing their songs. Nobody's saying anything wrong about their things. But let's go back to this thing with this Pride Month and gay people and gay community. Now, I have several friends, families, members who are part of that community, and I support them. Now, we tend to disagree on a lot of issues, a lot of things, and we have debated arguments. But it doesn't get to the point where it's heated, where we don't like each other, or we're threatening people, or we're doing things to each other that are not right. Then that's what you have to say. That's what you have to do. You have to have these simple conversations with people, or don't at all. You either do that, or you respect people's space as they respect yours, and you go on. Because there's a lot of people out there that pretty much do this. And the only issue that I have is, if it's not for you, then what do you care? What do you care if gay people get married? What if you care if they're out in the street having a parade? Who gives a shit? My thing is, like I said, when it comes to children, that's where I kind of draw the line, unfortunately, because, like I said, they're too young to know about any of this. They're supposed to be playing with their toys. They're supposed to be having fun, and you know, I know that the pandemic is crazy, and they're trying to know what's going on. Why did I wear this mask? Why Jimmy and Timmy got us spread out 6 feet and all this other stuff? But it's a lot for kids to understand, and that's where the parents have to come in and let them know what exactly is going on and teach them the right ways of going about things. Now, if you're a child, if you have a child and you're a parent, you have every right to say whatever you want to say and how to raise your child. I'm not saying that you do what I'm saying. I'm just suggesting that because a child is an impressionable person, a little kid, that they're going to go off whatever you say. So like I said, I have no problem with the bill, the interpretation and the rhetoric behind it. That's my only issue, because like I said, Republicans unfortunately have always been anti-gay, anti-women, anti-common sense. But on the other hand, the Democrats, unfortunately, what they do is they go with whatever's hot. And this is the hot thing right now. We don't know what it is going to be next week, next month, next year. We don't know. Right now, it's women's rights, gay rights, guns, and then everything else. That's unfortunately what it is. And like I said, going back to the issue with this. Unfortunately, some gay people in the community are being discriminated against by, you guessed it, the gay community. Like, it's like, unfortunately, sometimes you're not gay enough to be within that community. Like, it's not just that much to be a lesbian or a homosexual anymore. There's like a different flag for everything. Aren't you guys all supposed to be one and the same and working with one another and backing each other up excuse me, you know, I got tongue twisted for a second. But that's my in every community, unfortunately, there is always going to be somebody against the other, and this is the reason why certain people cannot grow and rise up against tyranny and offensivities and things that depress against them, and the struggle continues, not just as in the gay community, but possibly, honestly, in the Black and African American community as well, because we have been doing this. The gay community has prospered over the past 10 years. They got their same-sex marriage bill. They stick together. Even though, like I said, sometimes it's very difficult to just be gay, just to be gay. But they do stick together sometimes for the most important things. And that's where I commend them. But on the other hand, unfortunately, sometimes it's really hard to be just gay. And I've spoken to several people about this. And they express their frustrations and their angers and everything about that. And unfortunately, you just can't just be that. You have to be three different things at once. And that's not fair. It's just like, I guess, you have to, I'm a Black man, I'm a heterosexual man, I'm in love with a woman, but that's not enough sometimes for straight people. You have to be Democrat, you have to be this person, you have to join this organization, or you have to be in this church, you have to do this, you have to do that. Why can't you just be yourself? Why can't you just enjoy life and live life the way you want to be? That's the problem with everybody. Everybody's separated into groups. Black, white, gay, lesbian, straight. And that's how everybody jumps against each other. Because I don't like this person because she's this way. Or I don't like this person because he's that way. That's just the way it is. Unfortunately. Another thing that is controversial is that trans athletes in sports. Now, this is the thing, and this is just my opinion. And this has been said with others as well. Because they are still genetically what they are formerly identify as, they have an advantage. So if you're a trans woman, you are still biologically a man. So you still have those things that a woman would not have if you're in the same sport. So unfortunately, people are like, oh, you're transphobic. No, it's not about being transphobia. There's nothing against trans people. If that's what you want to be, that's what you want to be. But the problem is that, yes, they do have an advantage. And all the surgeries and all the hormones and the pills and all the world does not accept the fact that you are still genetically what you're not anymore. And that's the issue I have. It's not like you want to see men playing in the WNBA. That'd be unfair. And just the same thing is that you don't want to see Simone Biles playing in the NFL. It just wouldn't work, and it doesn't make any sense, and it'd be wrong. Dead wrong. So this is something that has to be said, and it's just, like, again, my opinion, and whether you would disagree or disagree, that's perfectly fine. I'm open to debate. And I have no issue with talking about this with anybody. I was also thinking about an open panel. I'm reaching out to everyone, family, friends, enemies. I've spoken to a couple of people that I know that just wanted to jump on to this podcast. It's just scheduling conflicts. People have jobs, careers, families. So, you know, we're going to get to that soon. I plan to do, like, a big show when it comes to that. And I'm probably going to need, like, a lot more than just recording on my phone, whether it's being outside or in my living room or anything like that, because, like I said, I'm always on the go. So, you know, I just had a little downtime and I decided to just get this all off my chest. But the bottom line is the issue that all of these topics, whether it's gun violence, whether it's comedians who clearly don't get it and don't understand that what's in black and white isn't black and white, and that you can't have your cake and eat it too, and you also have to just let it go and stop being a bitter bitch. Or the simple fact that the matter is that people are gay and that's who they are and that's who they want to be. And on the other hand, like I said, children are impressionable, and yet you also have to understand that they have to be taught to be a kid and just enjoy being a kid. They shouldn't have to deal with none of this. Any of this. At all. But that's just my two cents. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everyone for just hanging in there, just still being there. I know there's a lot going on. I know there's a lot of crap. And there's to be some days be like, what the fuck? And that's fine too. But also being at this, I believe, that this is also Mental Health Awareness Month as well. So, being as a lot of things have happened and have occurred, was it last month? But anyway, mental health awareness should be every day, honestly. I mean, if you're not right in your mind, you can't do anything. You can't help anybody, can't do nothing. So take those breaks, whether it's a day, whether it's an hour, whether it's whatever time that you need. Because if you ain't right upstairs, you ain't right anywhere. So, like again, once again, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I want to take my social media. You can follow me on Twitter at TheAaronSmith, on Instagram at TheAaronSmith, Facebook at Aaron L. Smith. You can check out this podcast here on First Story, Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. So for now on and for always, this is Aaron Smith, and I can't lose. And I'll talk to you next time. Peace.